Welcome to Denim Wrapped Nightmares, Tipsy Exchange Podcast, where we explore the Supernatural series episode by episode.
Over drinks, we'll discuss the lore, the gore, and what we adore about the Winchesters and their adventures.
I'm Burley, and I'm a new fan of the series.
I'm LA, and I'm here along for the ride. Now let's get tipsy.
Hello, LA.
Hello, Burley.
Our last episode was called Family Matters. Dean was suspicious of Samuel's motives, but Sam isn't sold on the idea that their grandfather is doing anything wrong. The brothers go along on a hunt with Samuel and the other Campbells, but things go awry. A lot of people die. Alpha Vamp gets captured.
Mm-hmm.
Crowley's the one who's been giving the orders. Oh, and one small thing. We find out Sam don't have no soul.
Yup.
That's all I have to say about that.
Well, today's episode is titled All Dogs Go to Heaven. It is the 8th episode of season 6, and it aired on November 12th, 2010. It starts in Buffalo, New York at a
barbecue. Looked like it was a barbecue joint.
Oh, I thought it was like a gentleman's club.
Oh, you're right.
Okay.
I'm just hungry, and yeah, I just remember there was a barbecue restaurant at some point.
There was. But there's a guy leaving the gentleman's club, walking to his car.
Oh, the pee-pee. Did go pee-pee?
Yeah. I thought he was asking about a child, but then you were like.
It's a dog dad.
Yeah. He's like, what is he doing? What did he eat?
Did you go to the park?
Did they go pee-pee-poo-poo? It was, yeah. He gets in his car, and then out of nowhere, we see from this animal's view.
He was in the bushes.
Yeah. And just charges at the car, busts through the windshield.
No problem.
And kills this guy.
And we get our 39th blood splooge of the Supernatural series.
Yes.
As this man who we find out is a slumlord. So not a good guy.
I totally missed that part.
But we're pretty sure that cannon was used on the window, on the driver's side window, not the windshield, because the windshield was no longer there.
Correct. Then it cuts to Dean. He's on the phone to Bobby. I think he's trying to ask Bobby how to get out of this situation with Crowley. Mm-hmm. And Crowley shows up and is like, not happening, buddy. Not going to happen. So he sits down with Sam and Dean, and Dean's still...
This is the barbecue restaurant.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Mm-hmm. And Dean's
it's
still...
important.
It is.
It's an important plot point.
We need everybody to know. But Dean's still not having it. And so Crowley's like, oh, yeah? Okay. Well, what about this? And he just taps Sam's hand and burns the shit out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And
it just kept burning.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And Dean, like, looking at it was like, what?
Yeah. Crowley was like, this isn't optional. This is a hostage situation. I own your brother.
You don't get a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Bag a live alpha, bring it to me, and I'll give you Sam's soul back. So they go, as they do, in their suits and go check out the scene where the guy from the beginning was killed.
Crowley, like, gave them the newspaper article and was like, here's a thread for you to follow. Go check this out.
Sam is just real... What's the word for Sam in this episode?
Motivated.
Yeah. And part of me wants to say sassy, but it's not sassy. He's just like so matter of fact and like no bullshit.
It's like cat's out of the bag.
Yeah.
All right. I've known something's wrong with me and I've been kind of trying to hide it because I don't really know what's going on. But now everybody knows. So, yeah, I'm soulless Sam. This is who I am. I have no soul, Sam. I am.
Oh, look at you. Well, the detective.
Do you remember we called him Hammy?
No. When did we do that?
Well, I said it.
Oh, okay.
And then you were like, I'd eat that ham.
When did I? Oh,
I have
goodness.
No soul, Sam. I am.
Oh, my goodness.
But Sam, I am. LA, eat that ham.
Well, you know.
Mm.
And I don't even like ham. Okay. They are chatting with the cop on the scene, I guess the head cop on the scene of this death. And he mentioned one before. And Sam, I can't remember what inappropriate thing he said to the guy. Oh, mouth-breathing dick monkeys.
Yeah.
That's...
We're here to answer questions from mouth-breathing dick.
Yeah. Lovely. And he...
Dean's face when he said that.
Yeah. Dean was like, huh? But I think he asks him if organs were missing, mainly the heart. And the guy says, yeah, how'd you know? So they deduce it was a werewolf that killed this guy and the one that was mentioned previously. It wasn't a full moon when this guy died, but Sam mentions, like, oh, that doesn't matter. Me and Granddaddy Samuel a while back bagged one on a half moon.
They'd just be changing. Fuck the moon.
So then it switches to Dean's asleep, fully clothed.
We didn't get a pan up.
Yeah, no.
I was like, what happened? What happened to those full body pans? Where's that?
Didn't get it. But Sam is up, dressed, ready to go. He has found out that this werewolf, whoever they are as a person and they hate, that's who they're targeting and killing when they wolf out. Mm-hmm. Dean is looking over his shoulder at him very seductively.
Very brotherly.
Yeah. And he's like, all right, let me get dressed. And I was like, he is dressed, fully dressed. Why?
He also made a comment about, like, you didn't sleep. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah. Because you don't sleep. And I was like, what would you rather him do? Would you rather him go lay in the bed and pretend?
Yeah, let him research while you're sleeping.
Yeah, he's making good use of his time.
Yeah.
Come on.
Sam says he found a common denominator. So they head to this guy's house named Cal. A lady answers the door with her son in her arms. And they ask if they can talk to Cal. She says, come in. Sits, like, cleans up. She's like, sorry about the mess, because she's like, got a kid.
Yeah.
Don't be judging.
Mm-hmm. But she puts that bowl of garlic or whatever it was
on the
table.
That was so weird.
That was so weird. She clears the table of all these toys and everything and then puts a bowl in the middle of the table. And it looked like there was garlic or something in it.
It completely distracted me.
I was so focused on what's in the bowl.
She set it down and at first I was like, that looked like a dog bowl from what I saw. But then when it changed to a different angle, I was like, oh. And then I was just confused. I didn't even hear what they were talking about.
Same. I was like, what is happening? What's in the bowl?
Yeah.
What's happening?
What's in the bowl?
I understand clearing the table, but what?
Yeah, you completely distracted me with it.
I was totally thrown.
Maybe that was her end game. She's like, look at this bowl of garlic, guy.
Don't pay attention to anything else in the house. It didn't work.
Yeah, no.
They are observant.
Mm-mm. I said, nope, they're not observant.
Nope.
They are. So Mandy, I think did she go get Cal or did Cal just come in?
I feel like she was about to when he came in.
Right.
It's not important.
Right. But he comes in and clearly is having a rough morning.
I was about to say, what's important is Cal is a mess.
Yeah.
Bless his heart.
And the dog is sitting there in the corner and growls when Cal shows up.
Mm-hmm.
Not a fan.
They notice.
Yeah. And we find out that Cal is Ron's brother, who was the guy that got killed through the windshield of his car.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Ron was the guy who died at the dock or whatever the dick-breathing monkey man. What did he call him?
Mouth-breathing dick monkeys.
Oh, okay. Yeah. With that guy.
Okay, yeah.
That was Cal's brother. It was their landlord who was the dog dad at the beginning.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah. Slumlord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you.
These are important.
Yeah. It's all just very important.
It's really important. We gotta know.
But they were both killed by an animal attack, they say. And Mandy is looking...
real sus.
Real nervous. Uh-huh. I was like, oh, it's her.
Mm-hmm.
It's her. Yeah, and they're like, what'd you do last night? How many drinks do you have? He's like, oh, 3-4, maybe tops, beers. And Sam's like, oh, yeah, well, then why are you leaking, or what
vodka.
Is this, sweating vodka?
We were like, so not having a soul increases your senses.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, as they're leaving, they're talking to each other, and I think Sam is set to kill him. He's mm-hmm. like, let's do it. And Dean's like, you know, like, maybe let's take a beat.
I like it. Sam's like, no, I know. I fucked a werewolf, okay?
That's right.
So I know what's going on here. I'm the expert. All right.
And then Dean's like, well, can we just take a beat before we him to a lifetime of demon rape?
Oh, yeah. He did say demon rape.
Yeah.
And you and I both went, there it is again. Like, ever since the epiphany of the sexual assault kind of thing, it's like that's been pretty prevalent now in hindsight in a lot of the episodes this season. Trigger warning, by the way, guys.
Yeah.
My bad.
Well, they follow Cal and he goes, some garage place with his buddies.
Another one of these, like, yeah, warehouse facilities. Oh, and no, it was like a bar or something, right?
I thought it was like somebody's garage, like with a bunch of stuff in it.
There was a pool table in there.
Yeah. Anyway, they're having a good time and they are partying all night long.
Literally.
Yeah.
Until the sun comes up the next day.
So Cal stumbles to his car. Lo and behold, for some reason, he turns over and Lucky, the dog, is sitting there. Staring at him, and he's like, Lucky, what the hell are you doing here?
Mm-hmm. And Lucky said, murdering your ass.
Yeah, and that's what he did.
Mm-hmm.
And we see the reflection of Lucky as a man, a naked man, in the window of Cal's truck.
Yeah. We also got our 40th blood splooge.
40th?
40. We're up to 40. When Lucky attacked Cal, It blood splooged all over the side of the car.
Well, that's right. Is that the one I pointed out?
Yes. You said blood splooge, and I was like, you're right. And then we saw Naked Man Lucky, and we both went, what the hell? Mm-hmm. That's creepy. Just when I thought, okay, it's creepy, it's going to change to a different scene, and it's not going to be creepy. No. Nope.
Got worse. Creepier.
It got way worse.
Yeah, so Lucky it changes back to his dog form and goes home. And Mandy is in bed sleeping, and he decides just, he's staring at her in human form, actually, when he gets back.
So I'm like, he was naked, right? So it showed him attack Cal, and then he went human, and he's naked with blood all over his face.
Right.
Right? Then we see him human, naked, at the foot of the bed. So I'm like, did he walk home naked? Or did he change back into dog form and then walk home?
He probably changed dog form, walked home, and then was like, well, let me get naked while I stare at her.
I mean, at least he cleaned the blood off his face.
I guess.
And then whenever I thought, oh, that's the creepiest of the creep, it can't get creepier. No. Now he changes into dog form and goes and gets in bed with Mandy. Mm-hmm. Ah!
Licking her.
And then he licks her face awake. Licks her face awake? I'm like, you just murdered her boyfriend with that mouth. And now you're going to go and slobber all over her face with it.
Yeah.
To wake her up in the morning.
And she's loving it. She's like, you're just the best boyfriend I've ever had. So the only decent boyfriend I've ever had.
Yeah, you're great, Lucky. Oh.
And she says, hold up, I gotta go take a shower. And Lucky very happily watches her take a shower.
Goes and sits in the door and watches her take her nightgown off and get in the shower naked.
Real creep.
Real creep, that Lucky. I'm never gonna look at a German Shepherd the same.
Well, what? I told you when I go home and I look at my dogs down, I'm gonna be like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Let me really look at you.
Wait till we get to the lore. I got you covered.
Okay.
So disturbing.
After that
whole mess.
Creepy shit.
Jesus.
We go back to the boys and they're talking and they've decided that common denominator is not Cal. It is Mandy. She is their suspect.
Yeah. Because Cal is dead. Let's not forget that.
Yeah.
They were like, oops. Okay. So not Cal.
Right. Let's rethink this.
I think that's actually when Sam was like, I fucked a werewolf. Okay. Like I'm.
Yeah.
I'm going to be
I know. Expert over here.
I love whenever they decide it's Mandy. And Sam's like, are you going to be able to do it? Are you going to be able to take that bitch and shove her in the trunk? I was like, Jesus. He didn't say bitch. I decided to add that in there.
I was like, I don't remember that.
I threw that in there for extra effect.
Oh, okay.
You going to be able to do it, Dean? Because I'm going to be able to do it. I fucked her.
And I don't have a soul. So I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a shit right now.
Then it switches to Mandy, and Lucky is watching the morning news as dog form.
As dogs are wont to do.
Yeah, they've got to catch up, too. So Mandy is going to take Lucky on a walk, but she sees that there's some blood on his front a little bit. And she's like, did you kill another bird? It's like, no, Mandy, he did not.
Bird. And then here's the thing. That tells me this isn't the first time that she's caught blood on Lucky.
Yeah, he's just killing the neighborhood.
Who else is he murdering?
I was going to say the neighborhood urgents. What am I trying to say?
You tell me.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Like rodents and things.
Oh,
I could be wrong on that, though.
Vermin.
Yeah, there you go. So she takes him on a walk, and she's on the street talking with a neighbor or somebody, and the neighbor walks off. Sam and Dean approach her to chat with her again. Interrogate her again. Sam doesn't believe her. Shocking.
Right.
And Dean's a little like, I don't know.
Let me talk to your kid.
Yeah.
Because she said, the kid has flu. I was up with him all night.
Yeah.
Oh, that's when Sam said, no, I fucked a werewolf.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Yeah.
30 minutes.
Oh, in fact, it's in my notes right there.
Oh, no. That's when it happened.
I said, Sam references his werewolf girlfriend.
Yeah. 30 minutes was long enough for her to wolf out and go murder somebody. Trust me, I know. This is when it comes up.
I feel like Sam's a little bitter.
That's what I said. Soulless Sam apparently still has feelings about some things because that seemed a little, grudge heavy.
I mean, he had a good time.
Yeah,
he enjoyed himself. She was laying it on pretty thick, putting her undies on the table in front of him.
Clearly left an impression.
Yeah.
Him bringing her up left an impression on me because I've brought it up, I think, 5 times this episode, and he only brought it up once.
You were like, really wanted to make that point.
I really wanted to make sure we didn't forget to bring that up. Totally forgot when he did it. But that's when he did it, is when Dean is like, I believe her. She said she got 30 minutes of sleep, only 30 minutes that she wasn't with the kid. And Sam was like, that was enough time. Trust me. I know.
I know.
Okay. Thank God we got it at the right place this time.
We got it at the right place. It's important.
It is. So since Sam is so skeptical, he decides to stake out the place and watch the house. There's a lot of creeping in this show.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to be real nonchalant.
Take gonna my post up on this
playground.
Yeah.
Post my 6'5" ass up at this playground next to the tic-tac-toe game.
Yeah.
The yellow and hot pink slide.
But nothing's going on. He's just watching out the front window, which is a nice big window.
Big picture window, yeah.
And he sees Lucky's head pops up off the couch. Mm-hmm. No, doesn't think anything of it, but then he sees a naked man. And that perks his interest.
He's like, oh, what's this?
Wait a minute.
Let me get my binoculars.
Yeah, it's like... He's like, let me get a closer look at this. I like how I do hand movements like people can see me.
Hey there,
you.
Sailor.
Okay. Well, as he is watching Naked Lucky Man. That's
all. No. I like it. I like it a lot.
Lucky decides to put some clothes on, thankfully. Mm-hmm. And he leaves the house. Sam kind of follows him and sees him walk kind of across a field that looks like it was some sort of soccer field or something next to the playground. Mm-hmm. And sees him meet up with some guy. And the guy is clearly pissed, shaking his finger at him,
very
aggressive. And he's taking it pretty well. He's just standing there taking it. I was mm-hmm. like, oh, okay, not me. Yeah. Get your fucking finger out of my face. Lucky starts to walk back. And he gets to this gate, and Sam is posted up behind this wall with a gun raised, ready to shoot him.
He's like in the shadows.
Yeah, he's just waiting. But Lucky sniffs and clearly smells Sam. He's a little slow about it, but he kind of glances in Sam's direction and then books it.
Yeah.
Starts running. And Sam starts running after him, and we're like, all right, Sam, you got those long legs.
Go, Sammy, go.
He's going to get him.
Go, and then Sammy, go.
It flashes to Lucky. Changing into dog Lucky and just taking off. And I'm like, well, that's the end of that chase.
Sorry.
Four legs are better than two. Mm-hmm. But then the worst part of the episode happens, for me anyway. And Lucky gets hit by a van.
We just decided this is a bad dog. Like a bad man, bad dog. Why did we both just get so upset over the van?
It's a doggy.
It's a little doggy. We didn't like it, little doggy.
But the people take the dog and put it in the van and say, I guess you said they were going to go to the vet?
Yes. Somebody said, let's get him to a vet. Let's get him there.
Thank you, guys, because some people just hit animals and leave them.
Mm-hmm. And Sam came running out and was like, wait, that's my dog. That's my dog.
Sam calls Dean, and Dean is like, I got squat here. What do you got? And Sam's like, well, let me tell you.
Well, I got a lot.
We got a skinwalker on our hands.
He said he called Bobby. He called Bobby and got the lure.
Which
I was like, oh, Bobby.
I was glad little soulless Sam called Bobby still.
Yeah. I would have been pissed if he was called Grandpa.
Ugh, yeah.
No, he called Bobby this time.
Fucking Campbells.
Fuck that Grandpa. He wanted to shoot that Grandpa in the last episode, so yeah, I guess it actually does make sense that he would call Bobby.
Yeah. And he says,
bye, Grandpa. Forever.
He tells him that the Skinwalker is Werewolf's cousin.
It can change into whatever animal it wants, whenever it wants.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have those restrictions that a werewolf has.
But
the same shit kills it.
Right. But skinwalkers chow on hearts like snossages.
Oh, yeah. And then I told you that Bubba and I ate snossages once. And you were like, what? And I was like,
I said, why?
We'll save it.
What and why?
Okay. So I don't remember if we were sober. I'll throw that out there. But I know we were at Bubba's house. And for some reason, we were both sniffing sausages.
Sausages or snossages?
Snossages.
Okay.
The dog treat.
Right.
And we both thought they smelled really good.
Really?
Yeah.
You had to have been drunk.
Something. And so we decided, well, if they smell good, surely they taste good. So we each threw a couple of snossages in our mouth. They did not taste good.
Yeah, no.
And they got all kinds of stuck up in my teeth.
Oh.
Like they were there for a while.
Did y'all make out after?
No. No. I think we were chugging water, like trying to get it all out of our mouth after that. That's a fond memory of mine of when Bubba and I ate snossages.
Well, the boys go to the vet. How they knew which vet to go to, who knows?
Maybe it's a small town.
Yeah.
Or maybe Sam chased the van.
With those long legs.
With those long legs. And so he knew exactly which vet it was first.
Then he called Bobby. Mm. Then he ran back to the hotel because he doesn't sleep.
Oh, no, he just called Dean.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
But he doesn't sleep is my point. He had time.
That's true.
He had time.
Yeah. Well, we see that.
And he's got that sense of smell. Remember? He smelled the sweating vodka. So maybe he caught Lucky's scent and he followed the scent.
Okay. Okay. I like your theories. Well, we see them find Lucky, and then from it switches to Lucky's point of view, which we didn't talk about this, but I liked how they showed it from his point of view a couple times. Mm-hmm. Dean is crouches down and is telling him, what did you say, the hard way or the easy way, and pulls out a choke collar.
Well, he also was saying, like, these are silver bullets.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why.
You better behave.
I don't know why I did this hand gesture with that.
Yeah, I don't either.
But that's what he did. He was like, these are silver bullets. Don't fuck around with me. And then Sam, you were like, what is Sam tossing around back there? And I was like, a hacky sack? We find out later it's a ball. Right. But I thought it was a hacky sack.
When you said that, I was like, it does kind of look like that. Like
I didn't understand.
Didn't make sense. But okay.
I liked that while Dean was threatening him, Lucky was going,
Little whimpers.
The little whimpers. Oh, no. Poor little baby.
We really go back and forth on our opinion of this dog, man.
Lucky man.
They take Lucky back to the motel, tie him up, of course, naturally.
That's what you do.
Start kind of interrogating him. And I think it was Sam was like, you like to play with your food? Mm-hmm. I was like, gross.
Yeah.
He tells them that he cares about Mandy and her son. They're like the only family he has. They ask him who the guy was that he was arguing with. And he owns up to it. And he's like, yes, he's another skinwalker. We're skinwalkers. There's about 30 of us. We were recruited. And they say, hold up. What do you mean recruited? He says that he was homeless. Somebody came up to him and was like, one bite and you're going to be a much stronger person. You'll have more of a life, blah, 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 whatever. And then their duty was to find a family to take them in, lay low, and then wait for word.
Wait for the signal.
Yeah. And they ask, what are you talking about? And he says that there's like a pack leader, Alpha, that's giving all these orders that they're waiting on. I don't know why, but Sam chose to interrupt the conversation, hold the ball in his hand.
He's like whistling.
Yeah, in front of him, and then throw it, which he's tied up. What are you doing?
Yeah. And be like, fetch.
Yeah. And the guy's like, fetch this dick. Yeah. Or no, did Sam say that?
No, the dick, oh, okay. The dog. Yeah. Dick. And then I said, I could think of a dick I want to fetch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A couple of them.
But yeah, it was so random. It was just like Sam was just sitting there and just went, you know what? I think I feel like being an asshole.
Yeah.
Let me do this real quick.
If I was Dean, I would have been like, was that necessary?
Yeah, he just interrupted the conversation.
Yeah.
But essentially, it turns out that they're supposed to turn these families and turn their numbers overnight from 30 to 150. So I looked at LA and I again went, okay, so it's another group of monsters that are building an army. Why? What's happening?
I don't know.
What are they preparing for?
Hopefully they explain it at some point.
Hopefully.
Well, so they plan to take out Lucky. Well, they're going to use Lucky to get the Alpha. Mm-hmm. So once again, they're at some weird garage thing. I don't know. Thankfully, you weren't so focused on that this time.
And I decided to let go, man.
Good.
Just let it go.
Yeah. I mean, they're at so many places.
Who cares? It's fine.
So many sketchy places, too. Mm-hmm. Well, they've got like a sniper ready. Dean has the gun ready to sniper. Mm-hmm. Why do I do hand gestures when I talk so much?
I do it too. It's fine.
Okay.
But they decided they have to do this. They have to do it from a distance because these fuckers can smell them.
Yeah. Sam brought up a good point.
Yeah. It was a good point.
Because he's got that sniffer.
He's got that sniffer. He's got no soul. Yeah. He's able to look at things from a different angle, mm-hmm. you know?
And you pointed out as they were on this rooftop that Sam's sideburns looked fabulous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've seen better, but they were still pretty good. I enjoyed it.
And as they're up there, Sam's saying, you know, if it was me, I'd double cross us. You know, maybe be prepared for that. And Dean's annoyed with him. He's like, sorry, just trying to make conversation. I think an Escalade pulls up. Guys get out. And I thought it was like the driver guy because he's a big dude. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely the guy that he met in the woods or whatever.
That same jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's this little bald guy.
Looks can be deceiving.
That's true.
Who are we to judge?
And as they're watching this unfold, Sam's like, take the shot. And there's like no clean shot. Then out of the Escalade, a guy brings out Mandy and her son. Mm-hmm. And so they all start walking inside and there was never a clean shot for him to get the Alpha.
Sam still said, whenever Dean said at one point, Mandy and her kid are in the way, Sam said, take the shot anyway. Yeah. I was like, damn, Sammy.
Sam's like, all right, plan B again. And Dean's like, we have a plan B? Inside, the boss is pissed off at Cal. No, not Cal. At Lucky, about doing all these murders without permission. He didn't ask. He was just doing his own thing.
Yeah.
He went rogue. And so they bring they brought Mandy and her son, and they're like, okay, we'll prove it that you're still with us, that you're going to follow Alpha. Turn them. He's not going to do that. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't matter because Sam comes in, guns a-blazing. Just... He's like
through the plastic curtain things.
Yeah.
Just so dramatic.
Just bang, shooting bang, the bang. Place up. It flashes to Dean in like behind this crate.
Yeah. He's still sniper mode.
And he's like got the sniper, but it's like he's just watching because Sam's taking care of business.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to do anything. Mm-hmm. Sam goes after Lucky. No.
He went after the hot one.
No.
One of the guys goes running and goes and hides, and we both went, oh, who's this guy? And Ellie said, he can watch me sleep from the foot of my bed. And then he turned into a Doberman, and we were like, oh.
Hey, that's a sexy dog.
He didn't last very long.
He didn't. No. Sam took him out.
Sam can watch me sleep from the foot of my bed. Mm. Sola Sam? Mm-mm-mm. Ooh.
Both.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, both versions.
With soul in, soul out.
Take a pick.
Well, the driver approaches Lucky, and he's pissed. Because Lucky had thrown Mandy and the son into this room to hide them. The driver's like, oh, what? You're protecting them?
Yeah.
It's like, well, yes, that's what a good dog does.
That's what a good man dog does. Good boy, Lucky.
And at this point, he changes into dog Lucky, and Mandy sees it. The driver is like, oh, yeah, and shoots him, which I did not like. I'm very conflicted on Lucky.
Lucky's a hard character, man.
Sam sees Lucky laying down injured, and he kind of creeps over to him. By the time he gets to him, he's gone. Lucky guy, man Lucky, shows up to Mandy's house, which why? You were like...
Well, they killed everybody.
Well, yeah.
We got to say that. Everybody got killed off except for Mandy, the boy, and Lucky, and Sam and Dean. Sam and Dean cleaned house.
Yes. Some of the guys turned into their animal form and were shot. I didn't like it, but whatever.
But they turned back human if they were dead.
Yeah, I appreciated that. I've got problems. Mm-hmm. And so after that massacre, Lucky thinks it's a really great idea to go to Mandy's house and just tell her, hey, you're the only family I've ever had. You treated me so well. And like, at first I thought she was like, as creepy as I thought it was, I was like, oh, maybe she's going to be like, okay. But no, she was like, don't you ever come near me or my son again.
Yeah.
F off.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
And I was like, why did he do that? Like, you're a skinwalker. You can literally change into any animal. I was like, I would have changed into a cat.
Right?
She saw you change into the dog. Cover's blown. She knows what you look like as a human. That cover's blown. Change to a cat and go show up and be like, oh, I'm here to comfort you.
Right.
And then I thought, what's wrong with me? That I was thinking like, no, this is how you should have manipulated her into letting you back into the house.
I mean, as much as I love animals, if I was Mandy, I'd be like, sorry, kid, we're never having another animal in this house.
But I would have thought dog. Like, we're never having another dog. That's why I said
well,
Lucky.
Yeah,
that's why
yeah, I said you're he, right, you're right.
Lucky should have turned into a cat.
Yeah. Well, no, he just turns back into dog Lucky, and he's out on the streets by himself, mm-hmm. and it broke my heart.
Gonna go find another home.
Yeah. And then it goes to the guys. They have a fast food lunch at the park.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's gorgeous.
And Sam decides to fess up to Dean that he's not his brother. Like, he doesn't care about anything.
I'm not that Sam.
He's been
that Sam. I am.
He references Lisa and Ben.
Yeah, he was like, I don't give a shit about them.
Yeah, he's like, I couldn't care less. He's like, I've killed innocent people and do in the line of duty,
mm-hmm.
duty, and felt no guilt. Duty. I was putting those together.
Mm,
duty and guilt. And he says, you know, I think about I've been the other Sam for so long with a soul, and it seemed like it was a lot harder being him at times. But he thinks he needs to go back to that Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Dean says, all right, we do what we got to do to get my brother back.
Yep.
So they're going to go collect some alphas for Crowley.
Yay.
Or maybe they had another plan. I don't know.
I assume they're going to work for Crowley.
Yeah.
It was written by Adam Glass and directed by Kitchen Meat Cute, Phil Segrecia.
I was like, wait, what?
Phil Segrecia. All right, Gore. I mean, there were a couple of blood splooges, but other than that, I feel like that was it.
Yeah.
Did you adore anything about this episode?
I liked getting to see the doggies. Even though,
did you? I was about to say, like, knowing.
I mean, just seeing the animals themselves, not thinking and correlating them to creepy people.
I don't know. I feel like you're going to go home and something weird's going to happen with one of your dogs, and you're just going to be like,
Well, I feel like my day started out with something weird for my dog.
It did. So. Your dog was trying to seduce you or something. Yeah, I mean, I liked this episode, but I can't think of anything specific I adored about it.
Yeah.
It was unique. I did not see this episode coming.
Mm-mm.
I am very curious as to why all these monsters are building armies.
Yeah, I hope we get an explanation soon.
Yeah, what is that about?
Oh, okay.
Listen, like, I don't want what happened to Mandy and her kid to happen to you.
Oh, yeah, me neither.
Okay? It's something I'm very concerned about. I don't want it to happen to any of our listeners either. So today, for our lore, I could have just told you what a skinwalker is and just focused on skinwalkers, but no. Today, I'm going to tell you how you can tell if your dog is a skinwalker.
Oh, good.
And what to do if you think that's the case.
Okay.
All right. Shout out to petsguide.com. So first off, what is a skinwalker? A skinwalker is a person who can shift into the form of any animal they choose. In Native American folklore, the skinwalker is considered to be a very powerful and evil being. Traditionally, only witches and those with evil intent could transform into skinwalkers. However, some stories show good people becoming skinwalkers to protect their tribe from harm. Skinwalkers are said to have many supernatural powers, including the ability to fly, run incredibly fast, and see in the dark. Almost all of those were exhibited in the episode.
Yeah.
I didn't see Lucky fly.
True.
That's okay. They are also said to be immune to bullets and other weapons.
Oh.
Apparently not. Apparently not silver. Some tales even claim that skinwalkers can transform into multiple animals at once.
What?
I don't know. And that they can take on the form of a person's deceased loved ones.
No.
Now, why should I know if my dog is a skinwalker? For one thing, they're not just dangerous to humans. They're also dangerous to other animals.
Mm.
They're known for killing livestock and even attacking other dogs. They're also said to be able to pass on diseases to humans and other animals. So if you think your dog may be a skinwalker, it's important to get them checked out by a vet or animal control immediately. So here are 8 tips to follow how to know if your dog is a skinwalker. Number 1, check for physical changes. One of the first things you'll want to look for are any physical changes in your dog. For example, if they suddenly have different colored eyes, or their fur has changed color or texture.
Well,
this could be a sign that they've become a skinwalker.
Yeah, I'd be pretty worried in general about that.
Mm-hmm. You may notice them acting differently than usual, such as becoming more aggressive or skittish as well. Observe their behavior. Pay close attention to their behavior if you suspect your dog may be a skinwalker. Do they seem to be acting more feral than usual? Are they drawn to the moon or howling at night?
I wish.
These could all be signs that your dog has taken on some of the characteristics.
I love it when they howl.
Of a skinwalker. You got to pay attention to these signs.
Okay. I know. I am.
Number 3, look for signs of magic. Like if your dog pulls a wand out of their ass.
A lot of these are sounding enticing. Like I want my dog to do.
Okay. Another way to tell if your dog is a skinwalker is by looking for signs of magic. If you see them levitating or suddenly have the ability to speak. These could be indications that they've been cursed or possessed by a skinwalker.
I would love to have a conversation with my dog.
No, beware, okay?
Okay, all right.
All right, number 4, unnatural appetites. One of the most obvious signs that your dog is a skinwalker is if they develop an unnatural appetite. If they're suddenly craving raw meat or start eating strange things, this could be a sign that they're not just a regular dog. We already talked about color, but they could potentially change shape. That could also be a sign. It's a skinwalker, girl. And if you notice their eyes glowing in the dark, or if they appear to have multiple sets of eyes, that is another sign.
So some of these are enticing. Some of them are terrifying.
I'm just warning you. All right, number 6, be wary of their claws and fangs. If they suddenly have longer or sharper nails, or their teeth appear to be sharp and pointy, check it out.
Trim those nails.
Look for changes in their voice is number 7. They may start to speak in tongues or their voice may become deeper and more demonic sounding. Number 8, pay attention to their sudden interest in human blood. Okay, this is the most telling sign
Oh.
that your dog may be a skinwalker. If they start licking their lips when they see you cut yourself, or if they try to bite you, surely a sign. But if you notice any of those signs in your dog, it's important that you take immediate action, okay? Skinwalkers are dangerous. They can pose a serious threat to you and your family. If you suspect your dog is a skinwalker, the best thing to do is to contact a professional for help.
Who are these specialists?
The hunters, I guess. How to protect yourself from your family. Oh,
I need
How to protect yourself and your family from skinwalkers. First, try to stay positive and focus on happy thoughts. Skinwalkers feed off negative energy, so staying positive will make it harder for them to reach you. Second, consult with a shaman or another magical practitioner. So these are the experts.
Okay.
They will be able to give you specific protection spells or charms that will help keep skinwalkers at bay. Finally, remember that knowledge is power. The more you know about skinwalkers, the less likely you are to fall victim to their tricks. So that's it. That's what I've got on protecting yourself from your dog skinwalker.
I'll keep these in mind.
Skinwalker dog.
Okay. Well, a quote to close it out from Sam. He says to Lucky, "Why shack up with a family? Is it a kinky thing? Do you like to play with your food? Roll over, Lucky. Speak."
Lucky says, "Go to hell."
Sam says, "Already been. Didn't agree with me." Bitch.
Sassy Sam.
Cheers.
Thank you for listening to Denim Wrapped Nightmares.
Follow us on Twitter or Instagram, leave a review, and let us know how we can get involved in the fandom.
This was fun, jerk.
It always is, bitch.